The Nicholas Snow Show begins right now.
I forgot about my own opening. Hey, everybody, I'm your host, Nicholas Snow. I'm simulcasting this live on Blog Talk Radio and on my Facebook Live feed, which is very unique because that means if you're watching on Facebook Live, you're going to be able to call in at 347-215-8866. That's area code 1-347-215-8866. You'll be able to speak with me and my guest today, Blossom C. Brown. Now, Blossom C. Brown became known to millions of people because of her appearances on the first season of I Am Kate on the E! Network, and subsequently to millions more when she appeared on The Ellen Show. Blossom was born and raised in Mississippi and is a transgender and public health advocate, aspiring actress, and motivational speaker. And I think that she's perfect for my show because my personal mission statement is to honor and express my life force in a way that makes a difference. I'm about connecting the circuitry of humanity, and Blossom C. Brown is all about that. So that's what's coming up on today's historic internet podcast, Facebook Live simulcast.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
For the complete menu and holiday specials, visit lulupalmsprings.com. And for contest information, find and like Lulu California Bistro on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is a historic live simulcast on Blog Talk Radio and also on Facebook Live. And it's bringing together all kinds of technologies. I just want to kind of explain how this is happening. So I've had a podcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network now for this. I'm in my fourth year of production. I'm about to surpass, or maybe I have surpassed, over 2 million total listens. The reason I don't know if that's absolute or not is because Blog Talk Radio has changed their stat system. So that total number of listens number is now elusive, but before they changed it, I was within about 30,000 of topping the 2 million mark. So I am connected to Blog Talk Radio with my computer in terms of operating the studio. Because my computer is having some issues with Skype, to make sure that I don't lose my connection during the show, I am connected, my voice is connected to the Blog Talk Radio studio via telephone, via landline, and the Facebook live feed is being broadcast by a Samsung Galaxy Note 4, and it is near a speakerphone. So the audio that people in the Facebook Live world are hearing the audio that you are hearing out there is directly from my voice to the phone. And when I bring Blossom on in just a moment, you'll be hearing her through the speakerphone. Going forward, you can always find the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/Nicholas Snow, and you can always find all my videos at promohomo.tv. That's how we're doing this technologically, and I'm liking the way that it's looking. I don't know how it's sounding out there in Facebook land or on the podcast, but I think we're starting at a high bar, and I thank you for participating with me. Now, when as you're viewing live, if you would actually make a comment below to let me know you're watching, if you have a question during the podcast for Blossom, I will ask it. If you're watching live right now during the live show, call 347-215-8866 to speak with me and Blossom. Blossom C. Brown became known to millions of people because of her appearances on the first season of I Am Kate on the E! Network, and subsequently to millions more when she appeared on The Ellen Show. Blossom was born and raised in Mississippi and is a transgender and public health advocate, aspiring actress, and motivational speaker. I think she's certainly expressing her life force in a way that makes a difference, and a huge difference at that, and I couldn't be more honored than to have her on my show discussing issues facing the T in the LGBT community. So, welcome to the show, Blossom. You are on the air.
Hi, Nicholas. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having
me. I'm so excited. Now, you are in Mississippi right now, correct?
Yes. For the moment, I'm here, but I'm getting ready to relocate real soon.
Have you decided where you're relocating, and is that public information?
Yeah, well, I was going to announce it on my Facebook page, but most likely it's going to be Los Angeles, California. I'm in the process of kind of like transferring things over and just kind of getting ready to make this move. And, you know, I'm really excited about it. I hope to reconnect with friends, family, and just kind of start life over.
Well, I imagine there are a lot of people that wish they could leave Mississippi right now, and I was wondering, I know you're very involved in equality for all, but specifically you're working for transgender civil rights as well. I was wondering for our listeners that may not be aware, if you would tell us what is going on in Mississippi around hateful laws.
Yeah, definitely. Recently, our governor, Governor Phil Bryant, actually signed into law this sort of Religious Freedom Act bill like they did in North Carolina that basically says that if you are a Christian business owner, you don't have to cater to someone who is of the LGBT community. Whether you're a gay couple, transgender, you can use the fact that it goes against your religious beliefs as a way to not serve them. And you will be protected underneath this law. And so we've been fighting hard against it. So many businesses have come out against it, so many people. And when I tell you the response to this has been phenomenal, I cannot tell you how proud of my state I am to see so many people, whether you're Christian, you're atheist, you're gay, straight, transgender, bisexual, it doesn't matter, so many people coming together to tell our governor that this is wrong. We are the hospitality state. We do not discriminate. We accept everyone for who they are. And you know, that's just who we are. And our governor is pretty much pushing us back like 200-300 years. You know, my state comes from like the Jim Crow laws, you know, basically. We've come such a long way, and it's really sad and it's really disappointing to see this. But the but everyone being unified, it's just been great.
ABC News reported North Carolina's controversial so-called bathroom law, this is what's happening in an adjacent state, has become a flashpoint in the state. PayPal announced last week that it is withdrawing plans to open a new global operations center in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen canceled a concert in Greensboro scheduled for last weekend, and protesters are speaking out in opposition to the law known as House Bill 2. Who are the most visible champions of your cause in your state? I say your cause, it's my cause too, it's our cause.
Mm-hmm.
But you're on the front lines fighting the fight. Who are some of the most visible champions fighting with you? Are any of the major state leaders out in support
mm-hmm.
of you?
Yeah, there. I can tell you there's definitely several. I can tell you that the Human Rights Campaign has been one of the most front-running people that's been in this fight. Definitely the local office in Mississippi, HRC Mississippi. The ACLU we partner with has been phenomenal. Planned Parenthood, which I think they cut funding off from recently, they've been on the front end fighting. There's just so many different organizations that have just been fighting. And there's a lot of local businesses that have been, too. Just recently, it just went viral, but what is it? Campbell's Bakery. It's owned by a Christian guy, and he basically came out against the bill saying that God has called him to serve the people, not discriminate. And so I think he was pretty much like the first business to actually speak out and people paid attention to. And so he's definitely getting a lot of attention for that, and so that definitely makes him a hero, and hopefully other follow suit to that. We have a lot of great organizations that are on the front line just fighting. You know, it doesn't show much on TV, but once you're actually in the area, you definitely can see and feel the love of these organizations that are willing to fight for us.
Okay, well, with that, I'm going to take a break. You know, I was so enthusiastic about our conversation that I forgot to... No, I did play the open to my show. So I'm going to take a break, and Blossom, you and I will be able to talk offline during the break. So here we go with that.
The snowstorm continues after this.
I'm Nicholas Snow. When news got out that restaurant guru Willie Rhine and legendary Hollywood photographer John Pascal were combining forces to open 849 Restaurant and Lounge, the media buzz was instant and hasn't stopped since. Since opening September 1st, 2015, 849 has been bestowed consecutive Diner's Choice Awards by users of Open Table and named Best Restaurant on Outlook Magazine's Ultimate Pride List and Best New Restaurant in the Desert Sun's Best of the Valley competition. The Hollywood Reporter calls 849 one of the hottest restaurants to sample, as does LA Eater. New York-based InsideHook.com gives 849 a big shout-out in their JetBlue Palm Springs Travel Advisory. Hollywood Highlight Magazine has bestowed 849 with 5 stars, calling it a delightful, delicious, guilty pleasure in the desert. And television host Ross Matthews tells the Desert Sun 849 is among his favorite restaurants in Palm Springs. Variety Magazine adds, with 300 seats, an indoor-outdoor patio, and 8,000 square feet, 849 offers space to party in the Uptown Design District. There's all-day happy hour, lounging with a view, and upscale dining. Find all this media coverage and more at 849.com. That's 8 spelled out, the number 4, and 9 spelled out. 849.com. Find the restaurant itself at 849 North Palm Canyon Drive in beautiful Palm Springs, California. Reservations are available at 849.com or give them a call at 760-325-8490. Tell them Nicholas Snow sent you.
And I'm back on the Nicholas Snow Show with my guest today, Blossom C. Brown. Blossom, during the break, I let our Facebook Live viewers know that I wanted to ask you about your connection with I Am Kate. For me, I have to be honest, I haven't watched any of season two. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I am very thrilled that the show is going on, but with all the controversy around Caitlyn Jenner's Republicanism, I just haven't watched it yet. But I admire everyone who's involved with the show, and I think it's making a huge difference. So I don't want to speak against the show. I just haven't been able to myself to listen to those particular conversations, which isn't really fair to the show, I have to admit. I need to watch season two and base my experiences on it. At any rate, in season one, you were one of the standouts for me, and I think that that's probably true. We have a live viewer who's joined in. I want to give a shout-out to Susan Moffitt. Hey, thanks for joining. I'm here with Blossom C. Brown. So, Blossom, I know you are a volunteer with the Human Rights Campaign, and I'm guessing that that's how you ended up in I Am Kate. But tell me sort of the backstory. How did you connect with HRC to begin with? What were you doing for them? And how did you end up in San Francisco for that unique meeting with the members of the trans community and Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah. Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, HRC was planning on opening an office in Mississippi because there was just so many things going on. And I was having trouble with getting into nursing school. I think by then I had been turned down around like the fourth or fifth time. And I kind of felt like I was alone, like I had no one to talk about that with, excuse me. And I actually sent a letter on their website kind of explaining my story and everything. And so they connected me with Rob Hill, who's the state director of HRC Mississippi. And we actually sat down one day for some coffee, and we just really had a good conversation. And then he started connecting me with other people who were in HRC Mississippi, because keep in mind, they just got there. And so we kind of built this bond together. And one day we were doing something for Transgender Week of Remembrance. And after the phone call ended, they asked me would I be able to speak at the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner, kind of like share my story. I would be on stage with people like Jennifer Hudson, Bill Clinton, the famous Gina Rosero, and, you know, I just couldn't say no. I was nervous, excited, and I felt like this was my time to do so. And so when I got on that national stage and shared my story, I didn't realize how powerful it would be. Jeff Old, who's the president of E, very good friend of mine, he actually saw me speak. And so later on down the line, that would end up with me being on I Am Kate. And so in between that time, I actually won a scholarship, because I was still in college then. I won a scholarship with the AAUW, the American Association for University Women in Washington, D.C. And so I was there actually doing my scholarship and attending this conference. And Jay Brown, who works with the Human Rights Campaign, their main office is in D.C., and so he wanted to meet up with me and ask me about doing the show with them, because the Human Rights Campaign was pretty much trying to combine with those from I Am Kate and kind of get Caitlyn, kind of teach Caitlyn, like, transgender issues, and maybe she needed to hear from trans people. And so they thought it was really important to do that. And so I definitely signed on. I got to do it with other trans, wonderful trans women of color, Leia, Angelica, and just so many others. And so when I first met Caitlyn at the HRC San Francisco office, I was just floored. Like, she was just so beautiful. She's tall like me. I'm 6'3", and I think she's around, like, 6'1 or 6'2". And she was just elegant, and she was really, really sweet. Like, she kind of reminds you of, like, your grandmother. You know what I mean? Like, she's just humble, and she's really sweet. And so basically how it was shown on TV was basically how it pretty much went, as far as like the conversation, well, my conversation with the audience. You know, I started talking about nursing school and how disappointed I was that the only reason why I didn't get in nursing school was because of me being transgender. The semester that I started applying for nursing school was the semester that I started actually coming to school as a woman, coming to school transitioned. Because in my household, I was still living with my mother. That was not acceptable. So it was, sometimes I would have to leave the house dressed as a girl, but I have to come home dressed as a boy. And so that was really difficult. And, you know, I shared those things on camera and everything, but I had no idea that Kaitlyn and the girls were going to do that for me. Because when the episode actually aired, I think around late May, early June was when we actually filmed that scene and everything, and it didn't premiere until, like, later on that year. And so I was actually watching in real time with the rest of the world. And see, I didn't know that Kaitlyn had did that for me. Like, she called me about, like,
a week ago. Did you scream out loud when you saw that?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I literally cried because me and a couple of people from school, we were actually over at one of my friend's apartment looking at the show because we didn't get E at the school. They didn't give us that on the cable thing. But when I saw that, I screamed, I cried, and it was just crazy because Kaitlyn had just called me the week before and was like, make sure you watch the next couple of episodes. And I was like, okay, because I knew they were our episodes anyway. And so I literally just freaked out because Ellen was someone I grew up watching. I remember her during the sitcom days, and she was someone that I just truly idolized because she was really prominent during, like, the Matthew Shepard time when he was murdered. And see, growing up and seeing that, like, that stays with you. And so when Kaitlyn did that for me, it was just incredible. It really was. And then, like, the day of the Ellen show, they fooled me again, actually. They actually told me that I wasn't going to be on the show, but they were going to try to get Ellen to come backstage and meet me. And so I was definitely excited just about that. If anything, I just wanted to meet her. And there me and Candace came in the room, and all of a sudden the TV comes on, and poof, there it was. And I just completely lost it, you know, when she told me to come on out, and it was just, it was insane because that was definitely a dream come true. And then with the fact of them, like, surprising me with money for college was just even more incredible. Like, I still get chills about that. I still do.
Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer person. I wanted to stop you for a moment because we do have people that have joined in on Facebook Live. I want to give out a shout to my friend Mike. I want to say hello again to Susan. And I want to say hello to my friend Khun Thon in Thailand. Sawadee krap. I lived in Thailand for 5.5 years as a foreign correspondent and know lots of people there. I also want to take a moment because for my Palm Springs audience, I wanted to share something that's going on Monday, April 18th. So Monday, April 18th is the very first National Transgender HIV Testing Day. It's a national event, so there are things going on in every community. But for people here in Palm Springs, the DOC is the new sexual health clinic associated with Desert AIDS Project. They're having an open house for the transgender community Monday, April 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the National Transgender HIV Testing Day festivities at Desert AIDS Project. The welcome and the lunch is in the library from 11 a.m. until noon. From noon until 1 p.m., there are tours of the DOC Sexual Health Clinic and also free and confidential HIV testing. And the DOC is located at 1695 North Sunrise Way. It is in the Desert AIDS Project building. Blossom, do you know of any activities where you are regarding National Transgender HIV Testing Day?
Yeah, they definitely have a couple of things going on here. I think with my brother's keeper, they actually cater to the transgender community here as well. They're definitely doing a couple of drives where you can go get free HIV testing and everything. And so it's definitely important that you go get tested and know your status. So that's definitely something important.
I also, Mike says, good to know, thanks. So I'm happy to help keep you informed. But for people in my worldwide audience, I want to direct you to the Center of Excellence for Transgender Health. And the website address is transhealth.ucsf.edu. I'm going to repeat that. It is transhealth@ucsf.edu. That's the Center of Excellence for Transgender Health. It is a division of the University of California, San Francisco. And they are offering, they have already had a webinar, which I imagine you can find the podcast of it, but there's all kinds of fantastic information. And even if you're not in the United States, I believe that wherever you are, helping to empower the transgender community, this is going to be a great resource for you. Transhealth.ucsf.edu. And I want to thank my friends with Get Tested Coachella Valley here in Greater Palm Springs for giving me that information. Blossom, I'm going to go to another. I can play the next commercials on the air because they're public service announcements. So you and I will listen to them along with people in my Facebook live feed, and then we'll continue the conversation. How does that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, fantastic. So I'm going to play the public service announcements now, which I don't have to mute because they're non-commercial. They're my gift to all of you.
The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
And I'm back in the studio with my guest, transgender visibility champion, Blossom C. Brown. Blossom, before the break, I kind of cut you off with your excitement at the Ellen show. So you thought you were going to be just maybe meeting Ellen, and all of a sudden, repeat what happened and then what happened next.
Yeah, they told me that she was just going to come backstage and we were just going to meet. But I'm sitting in a room with the gorgeous Candace Kane, who's also on the show, and we're looking at the show, and all of a sudden, Caitlin mentions me, and I just started crying, and you know, and then Ellen just surprised me, and then when she told me to come on out, I think I just completely blacked out, went out there, and you know, kind of shared my story a little bit. It's funny because they didn't get my school correct. Caitlin missed it, and Ellen missed it, and I had to correct it, but it was such a great experience, and when they surprised me with that money, it was just like, oh my gosh, like, I can finally make my dreams come true. I can continue with my education. And, you know, ever since that moment, like, it's opened so many doors, Nicholas. I cannot even explain it. Like, it's opened so many doors of conversations. Like, I've had people on Twitter say, I now understand the trans community because of your story. I now understand some of the trans struggles because of your stories and some of the other girls' stories. And see, it made such a positive impact. And it definitely got people at home where I live talking. And, of course, there were some haters. And, you know, I had doctors and nurses rip me apart saying that it wasn't by the fact you were transgender, but your GPA or your ACT score, which was not true. And so, you know, it has some downsides to it, but a lot more positive than negative.
Well, congratulations. Now, a lot of people who will watch this are really educated around transgender issues, but many people who watch it are not. So let mm-hmm. me tell you what my understanding of what it is to be trans is, and you tell me if I say anything that you don't agree with. So
okay.
being transgender has nothing to do with how someone looks or their biology. You can be a transgender person regardless of your appearance or biology. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
When I first started transitioning, I was still dressing as a boy, but I was still calling myself trans because that's how I felt on the inside. So you're definitely right about that.
And being transgender has nothing to do with sexual orientation. Transgender is separate from sexual orientation.
Yes.
Do you agree with
definitely.
That?
Yes, definitely. Gender identity is basically who you identify as, sexual orientation, who you're attracted to.
Exactly. There is a fantastic list of resources at GLAAD.org about the transgender
mm-hmm.
community. I think it's actually, one second, let me find it here. Yes, if you go to GLAAD.org, GLAAD.org/transgender, you're going to find fantastic information for anybody that wants to know more. So I'm just going to read a little bit about this. According to a recent Pew report, nearly 90% of Americans say they personally know someone who is lesbian, gay, or bisexual. However, according to a recent Harris poll, only 16% of Americans say they personally know someone who is transgender, which is doubled from the 8% who said so in 2008. The same poll showed that while 27% of millennials say they personally know someone who is transgender, only 9% of Americans over 45 say the same. Given this reality, most Americans learn about transgender people through the media. So when the media talks about transgender issues, it is imperative that they get it right. I'm going to click in that section at GLAAD.org/transgender. There's a frequently asked questions list. And I'm not going to read all of it, but I am going to read the part that says, what does transgender mean? And for those who are tuning in on Facebook Live, I'm on the phone with Blossom C. Brown. She's my guest today. And here is what the GLAAD resource area on the site says. Transgender is a term used to describe people whose gender identity differs from the sex the doctor marked on their birth certificate. Gender identity is a person's internal personal sense of being a man or a woman, or someone outside of that gender binary. For transgender people, the sex they were assigned at birth and their own internal gender identity do not match. People in the transgender community may describe themselves using one or more of a wide variety of terms, including but not limited to transgender, transsexual, and genderqueer. Always use the term preferred by the individual. Trying to change a person's gender identity is no more successful than trying to change a person's sexual orientation. It doesn't work. So most transgender people seek to bring their bodies more into alignment with their gender identity. Many transgender people are prescribed hormones by their doctors to change their bodies. Some undergo surgeries as well, but not all transgender people can or will take those steps, and it's important to know that being transgender is not dependent upon medical procedures. Transgender is an adjective and should never be used as a noun. For example, rather than saying, Max is transgender, say Max is a transgender person. and transgender never needs an ED at the end. So that's kind of Transgender 101, and I just want to share that resource with my viewers and listeners. So, Blossom, there, if you were in charge of asking the questions in this interview, what would you want to say that we haven't talked about? Anything that's on your heart and mind?
As far as, like, the trans community?
Well, no, anything.
Or
transgender community, your life, love, mm-hmm. the pursuit of happiness, whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. First of all, I'm just grateful for everything that's happened. You know, I think it's definitely shown a lot of light on the trans community. I just really want people to understand that we're humans too. We have feelings just like everyone else. You know, we just want to live our lives and live our truths how we should. And it's not fair that we have such high rates of unemployment, housing issues. It's unbelievable, those numbers. And, you know, we often look down on trans women who do sex work to survive. Well, you have to understand something. People don't want to hire us because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of the unknown. I really want to encourage everyone to just give us a chance. You know, I went and got my Bachelor of Science degree in public health in the Bible Belt. And, you know, opportunities for me don't come easy either, even being educated. I just really want people to understand that we are human just like everyone else and to give us a chance. We're your doctors, we're your lawyers, we're your nurses, we're everything just like everyone else. Stop looking on the outside and look deep into the inside and look in our work. You know, that's basically what I want to say to, like, the world. Just understanding. And if you have a question about something, just pull that person over and ask. Don't embarrass them. Don't try to find things out on your own without asking. Just be kind and loving and try to be understanding. Because we're not trying to force our beliefs on anyone.
Very well said. I appreciate that a great deal, and I appreciate you. I'm just also multitasking, looking here at my online studio. So you have a public Facebook page under Blossom C.
Mm-hmm.
Brown.
Yes.
People can engage with you. Are you still actively involved with the Human Rights Campaign, and do you have any upcoming public appearances that you know of that you can share with the listeners and the viewers?
Yeah, I'm definitely still involved with the Human Rights Campaign. I think we have an endless relationship. coming up, I'm doing something with the Greater Than AIDS Campaign. It's going to be we've already filmed some stuff, and we're still, like, getting things together, but that's supposed to be coming out in the summer, so I kind of want everyone to kind of tune in as I talk about a different side of my story as well, a part of my life that I don't necessarily just talk about on a daily, and so I think that's going to be something good to tune in. I'm definitely working on a couple of more projects and everything, and as you mentioned earlier in my introduction, I'm into acting as well, and so I'm definitely going to be into that as well, as far and while continuing with school, my education will continue, and so, you know, I just have a lot of things going on and relocating, and just it's just going to be great, so just stay tuned.
Well, I'm based in Palm Springs, but I'm also an actor and a journalist, and I've lived in the LA area for quite a while, and I'm going to be spending a lot more time there as well, pursuing both acting and journalism. So you and I will definitely be doing shows together, and perhaps maybe we'll be even in something together.
Yeah, definitely. I can't even wait. I'm just really excited.
And did you say you're 6'3"?
I'm 6'3", yes.
Well, I'm about 6'3". I'm about 6'3½". So if I was a casting director, I definitely would cast both of us alongside each other for something.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's just really exciting. It really is. And you know, I just can't wait to just be around everybody and just it's changing for the better. And I'm doing this to bring resources back to my state. I'm not leaving my home state because of, like, necessarily all the bigotry, because I was leaving anyway. I just want to bring back more positive resources, because along with acting, I want to learn how to write and produce and come back to Mississippi and show other trans folks' stories. You know, it's just great.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and I really appreciate your life and your work and your willingness to participate with me in this unique experiment where we were simulcasting this interview on Facebook and on the podcast. The podcast is available on iTunes. Search Nicholas Snow. It's available at blogtalkradio.com/Nicholas Snow. The URL promohomo.tv redirects right now to my personal Facebook profile where these Facebook live feeds originate. In the future, if you get notified of a live feed and you can tell by watching that I'm actually simulcasting on my podcast, you'll know because you'll see the studio set up and probably a photo of whoever my guest is over my shoulder. You can call in and talk to the show. We did have a few people comment under the video today, which you're welcome to do every episode. But we also, you can also actually pick up the phone and call in, and that number will always be for my podcast. The call-in number will be 347-215-8866. Blossom, I'm going to leave it to you for final remarks.
Hey, you guys, I am on social media. If you guys are on Twitter, follow me at Miss Blossom 9210. Instagram, Miss Victorious 9210. And like my Facebook page, I would love to interact with y'all. And just thank you so much for being so supportive and just so loving. And I love reading your stories. And I really love everyone. Thank you guys so much for the love and support.
Thank you, Blossom. You're going to be able to hear the close of the show, but then you'll end up getting disconnected. The Facebook live feed will continue for a few minutes, but I don't have a way of keeping you connected to the show while the Facebook feed is still going on. So thank you again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And tell your friends, I'm more than happy to continue to bring visibility to the transgender community or anyone out there that is worthy of more exposure.
Yeah, we definitely thank you for that, Nicholas. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And for people who are tuned in on Facebook Live, this video will be available from the beginning very soon. I want to give a shout-out to Andre, who joined us toward the tail end of the show. And the Facebook live feed will continue after my podcast ends, but let's wrap the podcast now.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.